Must Win Tuesday. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're now told that tomorrow's primaries in Ohio and Texas will determine who gets the Democratic nomination. Unless, of course, they don't. And look at this. The latest battleground is NAFTA, the trade agreement. But wait a minute. Do Obama and Clinton disagree on NAFTA?
I will make sure that we renegotiate in the same way that Senator Clinton talked about. And I think, actually, Senator Clinton's answer on this one is right.
No, they both agree that NAFTA is bad. But wait. Wasn't NAFTA passed during the Bill Clinton administration? Hillary seemed to like it just fine back then. And in 2004, Barack Obama said the United States benefits, quote, enormously from NAFTA. So why do the Democratic candidates suddenly hate NAFTA so much? Well, the latest polls show that 59% of Ohio voters blame NAFTA for the 200,000 jobs Ohio has lost in the last 8 years. That could make any politician hate NAFTA the moment they cross the Ohio state line. Ohioans think NAFTA kills jobs even though Ohio's biggest foreign customers are Canada and Mexico. But that's how this game works. First, jobs start disappearing, usually because a company is making a product that nobody wants or a competitor makes it cheaper. Then campaign ads appear saying, it's free trade that killed your jobs. People start believing free trade killed their jobs. And they tell politicians to stop the free trade. Politicians stop the free trade, which kills the jobs that depended on the free trade. And then some other politician gets a brilliant idea. Let's pass a free trade bill and create jobs. Everybody wonders why Russia doesn't want a democracy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.